Blog Talk Radio.
I always get impatient waiting for her.
Hello, my name is Robert A. Wilson, Clint Cowboy Wisdom Radio, and the Blog Talk part of this is slow for me, and I apologize. Tonight we're going to spread joy around the world, and we're going to start expanding the world and energizing the holiday spirit in the world with Marie Weichel from Spreading Joy. And tonight we're going to be asking for donations for underprivileged kids in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Marie has a nonprofit organization called Spreading Joy, and they buy Christmas gifts for the kids that are in need and people are having financial challenges, because nobody knows or even can tell when they're going to have the same challenges as somebody else. And tonight, and Marie, she sees joy through the eyes of compassion and understanding of the heart that desires to impact. Marie encourages others to see their full potential of their everyday ordinary resources that is within their reach. Everyone needs to make a difference with a creative thinking and a unique look at the ordinary. She shows people all over the world just how easy it is to make a difference. Marie is available to speak to your ladies' group, child's classrooms, or any social gathering so that you can hear firsthand on how to step up and lead the way in innovative thinking and see just how easy the ordinary items of everyday living can be used to make a difference. And Marie's website is spreading-joy.org. And without any further ado, we're going to spread joy and open the world up to spiritual prosperity for the holiday season. Welcome to the show, Marie.
How are you doing, Rob? It is so good to be here talking with you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you, especially in this month of thankfulness. I always say thank you, but thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Well, this is my honor and privilege, and that's what this Cowboy Wisdom Radio show is about expanding the world. And since I talked to you last, I got a simple saying now. It's just, I expand life.
Mm-hmm. And we all do.
This radio,
that's true. That is very simple, but it's very true. We all do expand life. We just don't realize it, you know. And it's Christmas time, and everybody's going to be happier, and everybody's going to be joyfuler, and everybody's going to be expanding more and doing more. And it is the time to take advantage of just joy and good cheer. It really, truly is.
And, you know, that's the thing. We think we put so much emphasis on the material world, we forget how simple a thank you or a hello or just hold the door for somebody, how simple that just expands and energizes and may make somebody's day.
Mm-hmm. You know, we do, we need things and we want things and we want to give things, and I am the guiltiest of all about that. I want to give so much and do so much for others that I literally forget myself that, you know, a smile is huge, or a hug or a kind word, or even there's those times when you don't know what to say and you're afraid of just really messing things up, and you're like, I have no words for the situation. But that's okay, too, because just being there with your friend in whatever situation that is probably bigger than any words of advice that you can give. But we forget that because in our hearts and minds it seems so little and it's significant. But for the person that you're there with and they're not crying along, it's huge and it's big and it's life-changing. But we don't perceive it that way. So we just think that it's insignificant, doesn't matter, but it is. It's huge. And that's why, you know, Spreading Joy is just, even before I had an official name for it, I was always doing it because I don't have a lot to give. And I can't, you know, I can't ease the hurt and pain of all the children that are going to get up on Christmas morning and not have anything to open. But we can make a difference for one, and then we can make a difference for another one. And together we can all make a difference. And it might not be, you know, great big $100 gifts or $200 gifts, but it's going to be gifts, and they're going to love them, and they one day are going to think back, man, you know, somebody cared about me, and now that I'm a doctor, or now that I'm a teacher, and now that I am a professor, I am going to give back, and I am going to care, and I'm going to make a difference for somebody that might not have something on Christmas morning. And we will never know the end of the impact. We'll never know. And that's why I'm excited. I'm excited about the season. Even today, I was like, it's time for the hat. It's time to bring it back. And I know people see it online, and they'll see it on my Twitter account, but what they don't realize is I really do wear a hat. I wear the Christmas hat, and I'm always saying Merry Christmas, and I'm always greeting people, and I'm always smiling at people, and I really will wear it out in public all the time. And people, you know, it's just something even like that just brings joy because it's fun, and people like that. They like to be taken away from their problems and issues for a little bit, and they like the fun. That's why this season is such a great time, because you have the stories, and you have the cartoons, and you have the family traditions that you do. And, you know, especially as moms and women that just, you know, every day we're doing some of the same things in and out, we forget the significance of what we are doing. We don't see 20 years down the road when our own children have their own families, and those things are more than just traditions. They're important. They're memories. They're precious. And we lose sight of that. So that's one of the reasons we do what we do. It's just spreading joy. It isn't about how much. It's not about how big. It's about that you are. You are doing what you can. You matter right where you are. And you have the resources to make a difference, to impact another heart in this world. You just got to do it.
And, you know, that's the thing. People think, they think how other people will look at them when they give. But this is a genuine heart thing. And so how would you feel, how do you open an individual up to give without worrying or caring about what somebody else thinks?
That's the thing. You have to get them past the guilt that's going to be nagging at them. And you've got to get them to see that, you know, it's not – some people are like, you know, Marie, I mean, I'm telling you, usually anytime somebody sends a $10 donation, they apologize. They think, you know, I am so sorry. This is all I have to send. And I send back, I'll send a picture, I'll send a thank you. I'll send back, you know, thank you so much for your generous gift, number one, because it is generous. I don't know where these people are coming from. I don't know what they're struggling with. It could be they gave up a couple of meals to give that $10. So I take every gift seriously. But I have to also then think, you know, and remind people, what if there was another 100 people out there like you that said, you know, I am so sorry, all I have to give is $10. Another 100 people, and that's entirely possible. This episode is being recorded and people will hear, and there are 100 people that can give $10 right now. Remove the guilt. When you think about that, that's $1,000. That is a lot of toys. So you have to get them to move past the guilt, and you got to get them to see the value of what they are doing. And that's what we do. We go into ladies' meetings, and we talk about, you know, what we're doing and what we see, and we get them to step back out of their situation and to look at what really is important. You know, while you might have a tree trimming party with your family and say, okay, we're going to have just finger foods, and we're going to have, you know, you put on your ornaments and you put on your ornaments, and we're going to do this and we're going to play music, and you do this, and you do this year in and year out. It's not just a tradition. It's a treasure. It's a memory. It's priceless. And so we have to stop devaluing what we do just because of how we feel. So feelings come and go. Feelings are fleeting, and they change with the tide. We got to look at what is valuable and what is important. And it's not the size of the gift, it's the fact that you are giving. Because you think about it, if, let's say, somebody gives $10 every single month when they don't have a whole lot, they get a huge promotion and they start making $50,000, $60,000 a year, $80,000 a year, and they double or triple what they were doing, then they're $10 a month is going to go to $100 a month because they have it, and they're already in the habit of giving. So it's the fact that you are doing what you can with what you have, and don't let guilt steal your joy.
That's true. The website is spreading-joy.org. The donate button's right up at the right-hand corner. It's PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, bank card, Discover card, American Express, and there's also a mailing address.
Yes.
Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And this is a tax-deductible donation, and it's a 501c3 IRS-approved nonprofit organization. So you're not only giving, you're giving yourself a tax deduction.
Mm-hmm.
But you, how, here's a, something I, that when you were speaking, this question came to me. How does this country make people feel guilty when they're trying to do some good? And they actually make people feel guilty doing it. Do you feel that, or is that just me?
No, it is. It's true. And you know why? It's comparison. Everybody compares everything. And you can't do that. You can't fall into that trap. It is a trap. And I try to warn people about that. Do not compare. You know, you have things that you are just great at, and you excel at that. You're a techie. Me, I'm not. I fight with technology, and I lose, and I cry, you know, and I'm not techie. So whenever I need that kind of help, instead of comparing myself and beating myself up and saying, you know, I really wish I could do this, I just reach out for help, you know. And so instead of comparing and saying, I can't do this and I need to, I reach out for help where I need to reach out for help at. And then I do what I can do, and I do the best that I can do. And I do not compare myself. I don't compare what I have. I don't compare my strengths. I don't compare my weaknesses. I don't compare my looks. I don't compare, because it simply doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, a lot of people tell me, you know, Marie, you know, you're happy because you have all these things and you have a great family and you have. No, I don't. But I don't talk about that and dwell on that, because what I have is happy to me. It's enough for me. It's great for me. You know, would I like bigger and better things? Yes, we all would. But if I spent every day comparing what I don't have to what I wish I had, I would not get anything done. Like for Christmas, for instance, Rob, we have kids that come that are 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. They're in that range. And every year, these girls and boys, they'll get makeup, they'll get fingernail polish, they'll get a basketball. I mean, they'll get the same every year. And this year, I wanted to be able to give them like one of the little Galaxy $69 tablets. You know, they're not very expensive. They're not an iPad. But, you know, they will work and they will do it. But, you know, they're $69, $70. We have 10 or 12 kids that are in this age range. We are simply not going to have the money to do that this year. And so I've got two choices. I can just gripe and grumble and complain about what I can't do. Or I can say, you know what, we'll still get them the fingernail polish and the bath stuff and the baseballs and other things. But you know what, you know, I'll go and get them a $25 gift certificate too. You know, or I can sit and say, I can't get them a Galaxy tablet, so I'm just not going to do anything. I have those two choices. You know, and instead of comparing what I can and can't do and whining over that, I'm just going to do what I can. You know, if somebody hears this in the next month and say, you know what, you've got 12 teenagers and you want to get them that, I'm going to get it for you and send it to you, then my goodness, you will have made my year. And there are people that will listen to this, that will hear it, that can do it. And they have connections, and they can make this happen. But if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to let it ruin the entire event. We're still going to go. We're going to have time. I'm going to hug these teenagers. You know, even some of the teenage boys, they don't even mind hugs for me anymore because they know that's how I am. But, you know, when we compare ourselves to the guy next door, the guy down the road, or the guy in the next cube, that's going to steal our joy, and we can't do that. And that's what makes us feel like, oh, well, you know, this guy at my company is given $50 and I can't give but $5. I may as well not even bother. No. No, doing what you can is better than doing nothing at all. And when you compare and you look at what other people are doing and you try to devalue what you're doing because you can't do that much, then you're going to let that steal your joy. You're going to miss out on the greatest joy. That's what I cannot stress enough. It's all in what you do, not in how much. It's just in the fact that you do it. So don't compare yourself, and don't let the society steal your joy, because that's what's going to happen.
You know, you just said something right there. Society tries to steal people's lives. You know, and that's really what happens, is we let people steal our dreams. And and that is kind of where people start asking themselves negative questions. Why is this happening to me? What did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
It is that you never did anything wrong. You have the courage to expand out of that. And how would that feel when people have the courage to donate so these kids can have the Samsung and the thing? It's up to,
yeah.
You know, the thing is I've come to – go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, when we do that and we have the courage to step out and give, that's one of the things I taught my children over the years. When we celebrate Christmas, we buy for other people first. We always have. And knowing that something might happen, because, you know, things are going to happen. Things are going to happen to us. Bad things are going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And knowing that, you know, something might could happen to where I couldn't buy my children Christmas presents, you know, we talked about that throughout our family, throughout their lives. We would discuss, well, you know, we're going to get everybody else's Christmas, and if something happens, then we will have Christmas together, us. And people don't do that anymore. We are raising a generation of kids that, you know, feel like they're entitled to the best of everything, and they don't need to work for anything. And we need to start teaching our children to put others first, or else we're going to have a generation of people that will put no one first. And so it's just a matter of what you teach and what you teach your children and teach your family and those around you and what you can expect. You can't always have great things happening to you, because if you did, you would never be able to enjoy them.
Well, here's the thing. How is it sometimes after the greatest chaos, you have the greatest bliss?
And, you know, that's true, and it's also true the other way. It's also true the opposite way, too. You know, yes.
Well, yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying. But, yeah, you know, you have the worst trial. You have the worst problems. Like you said, the greatest chaos. It is just chaotic. But when that all dissipates and that all ends and things start flowing in the right direction again, and you're like, ah, yeah, here we go. You do. You have the greatest bliss. And then sometimes we get wrapped up on the other side of the spectrum, too. You know, you have great things happening, and things are moving right along, and you just got a promotion, and everything's working right, nothing's breaking down, and you're just like, yes, finally, things are going good. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get that wave of ickiness running right in, and you're like, no, not again. You know, so, I mean, we're going to have that, and we have to expect it. But when all that is going on, when the bad is going on, you can't stop giving. You can't stop doing for others. You can't stop appreciating what you have. You just can't. You've got to. If you do, it's going to, the guilt and the negativity is just going to swallow you up and steal your joy. And you've got to work at that. People are not going to walk up and tell you all the great little blessings that you have around you. You've got to look at that for yourself. You've got to notice that for yourself. And they're there, and they're waiting for you. You've just got to find it. We don't have to teach kids to do bad. We don't have to teach kids to do wrong. We have to teach them to do right. And the same principle applies to good things. You know, they take ordinary things and they just expect it. But those are great things. Those are the things we need to be more grateful for. Times where you can just turn on the TV and just do nothing. Like I was talking to my son the other day. was like, what are you doing? He's like, watching Tom and Jerry. You know, he's like, some days I'm just tired of being an adult. And we all have those days. And so to be able to just to sit on the couch and watch cartoons and just do nothing for an hour, that's amazing. But people don't look at that as amazing. So we have to be careful. And 'tis the season of joy thieves, Rob. We got to make sure we don't let people steal our joy this season. We don't let grumpy people in line steal our joy. We don't let tired cashiers steal our joy. We need to be encouraging the cashiers. We need to be encouraging the people in the store. We need to be, you know, encouraging the people that are fighting for the parking spots. Give your bell ringer a cup of hot chocolate. Give them a Reese cup on the way out the door. I always do that. You know, there are so many things we can do. Just don't let people steal your joy. Don't let things that you need to do steal your joy. Don't let things that you're planning steal your joy.
And, you know, that's the thing. Here's the thing about all the – it's a prosperous peace. But it's an omnipotent peace. If you have an unconquerable peace, the only one that can allow your joy or anybody steal anything from you is you. Mm-hmm. And see, this is something I do every day. I'm the only one that can ruin my day. So I took that right away from me. Nobody can ruin my day, so I can't.
I got to learn that. I really do. But you know, just like, you do, you get frustrated, and then at the end of the day, you think, man, you know what, it's all going to work out, and if it's not, it's going to be there when I get there tomorrow. And we really do. We need to not let things, you know, ruin our day and frustrate us to the point that we're just ready to just explode. But we all do it, and the older we get, the more we realize, okay, that's just kind of crazy. So, yeah, and then especially at the season time when you've got family get-togethers and work get-togethers and you got, you know, school things and everything else in between, it's easy to get frustrated at the little ones underfoot or somebody always needing something. You know, we've got to, you know, look at our priorities and just, okay, schedule yourself some fun and schedule yourself some downtime. Schedule yourself from downtown.
That's it. You got to take an escape route. And, you know, you're talking about your son watching Tom and Jerry. You know, the thing about them cartoons, they made you laugh. And they
mm-hmm.
weren't, they were mischievous, aren't they? They weren't violent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to have laughter. That's it. And you can go to spreading-joy.org. The donate button is right on the top right-hand corner. And you can also mail it to, as soon as I get, Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And I want to get to this, and I wanted to talk about this, and that is spreading joy, joy for the journey, where you go out and speak. Well, how can somebody get a hold of you, Marie, besides have you come and you can set up a donate button or get paid for your fees? How can, or your speech, how can people get a hold of you to do that?
They can email me at marie@spreading-joy.org. And we have done, and you can find it on my site, and I can even send the links and references. We've gone to schools and talked to a couple hundred students at a time. Students have limited resources, but they want to make a difference. And we talk to them about how they can make a difference right where they are. Moms want to make a difference, but they find that sometimes life is too busy, things are too demanding, they don't have time, or they just feel like they don't have any talents or nothing to bring to make a difference. We talk about that. We go over those things. We talk about having joy for the journey right here, right now, even if right now is full of tears, because, like I said earlier, we're all going to be there. It's just a matter of when, not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We don't mind any social setting at all. You know, I've spoken in Ohio. We had Women's Weekend Retreat in Ohio, Friday night and Saturday. We've done several here in the state. I've done a couple in Virginia. And, you know, we sometimes They're like, you know, you just come speak on what you want to speak on. We're just going to be here, and we'll just trust you. And so I try to cover a variety of topics. There's some people like, no, we want to talk about joy for the journey and the different stages in our journey and the different things that we're going to be coming across. And then there's other people that say, you know, we want to know about what you do and how we can do it here. And, you know, especially at Christmas time, there could never be enough places collecting toys and giving them out to needy people at Christmas. People are always needy. You know, even Christmas Eve, I get emails saying, hey, I don't have anything for my kids. Do you have anything left over? I get those emails, and they kill me. And last year I got an email, and I was reading it, and my son, you know, he saw the tears kind of fill up in my eyes, and he's like, what's going on, Mom? And I was like, I just got this, and I don't know what to tell her. He's like, well, you know, let's go get her something. He's like, let's just go get something. And, you know, so we went out on Christmas Eve, and we got a couple things, and we met her in the parking lot, and while we thought they were little, she cried. She was overwhelmed at the generosity. And so, I mean, you know, right now, you know, it's Christmas time. I took a box over to a place today. I'm hoping that people will see the box, pick up the cards, bring back a toy. You can give online. Anything that's given, you know, starting in October through our event will go straight for Christmas. It'll go for the toys. You know, we're making sure. Last year I made some donations myself and went and got some wrapping paper when they were on sale. I try to take advantage. And even this week you'll see me tweeting, you know, go and pick up half-price candy, Halloween candy. You got the Reese's, you got the Twix, you got all kinds of things out there. They're half-price, and mail it to P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina. I picked up, you know, $60 worth of candy this week and got it for $30. And I'm putting it away for our Christmas store. The kids will go shopping for free for candy. They'll have, you know, 30, I'm hoping to have 30, 40 different candies that they can go shopping for while the moms are shopping for free for presents for their kids. You know, I've heard it several times, you know, and I can't express it enough. These are the people that won't even put up a Christmas tree because they don't have gifts at all for their kids. It's not that they have one or two, or not that they have some little ones that they just need a few more. A lot of these ladies have zero gifts. And they will hug us, all the workers, and they will cry and they will say, I will put up my tree. I can put up my tree now. And that's what we're helping. That's who we're helping. That's what we're doing this for. I'm going to be going to Walmart and, you know, handing out cards, nice cards that I had printed up, saying that we're collecting toys. Here are the drop-off places. You know, I'm going to be asking for donations on Twitter and Facebook. And, you know, we're going to be playing this recording, this recorded interview over and over again throughout the whole month. And anybody that hears this, you know, just make a donation. Go buy a toy. Buy some candy and send it in. Send out an email saying, hey, this is what they're doing. You know, there are so many things that you can do. And if 100 people just gave $25, that's $2,500. You know, so, I mean, it all adds up. It all adds up.
You know, that's the thing. You know, the thing about it is life happens, and we let life overwhelm us, and that's what happens. And right now, life is very easy to let overwhelm you. But with spreading joy, you're actually taking the strife out of life and allowing people to strive right where they're at.
Mm-hmm. We really do try. And when we speak to people, and you know, you're looking at them, you're talking to them, and they get it. You know, finally, they're like, you know what? I'm not going to let guilt steal one more ounce of joy. I'm not going to let comparison, you know, rob me of today. I'm going to do what I can. I have some goals. Even if it's a baby step, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to take it today, and then tomorrow I'm going to do it again. You know, you have to determine, because, I mean, life is going to beat you up sometimes. It's painful, and it hurts, and you spend more time crying sometimes than you want to or than you even want to admit. But you got to dust yourself off, and you got to pick back up, and you got to keep going. Because you matter. Anybody that hears this, you have to know you matter right where you are. You are not insignificant. you matter.
And that's where you expand life, is right where you are. And we're out of time, Marie. Can you believe a half hour's already went by?
No. It always goes by so fast when we talk. And thank you. I am so thankful for you. Over these, you know, what, last 3-4 years, you are such a big part of what we do. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Well, this is what this show is about. It's about expanding the world and giving people a platform to express how they're expanding the world. And I also, Marie, give the people some wisdom about spreading joy, and then I'm going to close out the show.
All righty. You know, just in this month of Thanksgiving and everything coming up, look at the little itty-bitty ordinary things of the day and appreciate them. Have the most gratitude for the littlest things, because those are truly the lasting big things. And when you're doing things for others, just have fun. Have fun spreading joy and making a difference.
And I want to thank all the guests in the chat room and on the phone lines, and I want to thank Marie for being my guest. We'll be here Thursday night for another episode of Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And thank you, Marie, and thank you all the guests. And we will talk to you Thursday night. And happy holidays to everybody. I love Merry Christmas, and it's my favorite time of year.
Thanks, Rob.
And good night, everybody.